Welcome to Hawk Weekly.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this is Haunt Weekly, a weekly podcast for the haunted attraction, haunt entertainment community. Whether you're an actor, owner, or just plain aficionado, we aim to be a podcast for you. And we're back again. Happy Monday to you. Hope your weekend is off to a great start, or whenever you choose to listen to this, obviously. Yeah. This is a podcast you dictate when you listen to it. It's in the nature of the medium. You have the power. You have the control. I can't make you listen to it on Monday if you don't want to. Don't even know why I bother. But yes, happy, happy Monday or whatever day it is to you. And we are back once again this week to talk about the Haunt season preview for 2018, specifically for Southeast Louisiana.
Yes.
And normally we didn't do this in previous years, largely because we haven't had a year like this one.
Right. Previous years, it was stable.
Yeah, we kind of knew what to expect. There'd be surprises here and there, but it wasn't complete and utter chaos.
Right.
This year, the Southeast Louisiana haunt season has been thrown into chaos. If you've been following this podcast, there's a good chance you've actually heard us talk about some of it, but we're going to bring it all together, talk about what's going on, and talk about feelings. We're going to discuss the rules of this podcast in a second. I don't want to get too deep into that.
Rules? We don't have no
secrets. Yeah, we have
okay,
rules this
so
time.
Okay, so we have some.
Some of this time. But real fast, definitely do take a moment. If you have not already, follow us on Twitter and Facebook. They are Haunt Weekly at both. Our main website is hauntweekly.com, and tinyurl.com/hauntweekly whisks you away to our YouTube channel where all the past episodes are available for easy listening in your browser. You can also find us at iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and anywhere else finer podcasts are distributed. But on that note, it is time once again to do our conference reminders. Crystal, you are the oddball. It is an odd number episode. Please begin.
All right. Starting us off, September 14th through 16th, it is Scarefest, The Rebirth, in Lexington, Kentucky, at the Lexington Convention Center. Guests include Cassandra Peters, Elvira, Joe Bob Briggs, Monster Vision, and Sid Haig, who plays Captain Spaulding. TheScareFest.com for more info.
All right, a pair of new additions we just learned about coming up next. First is Scary Dad's Haunted Halloween Show Part 2 in Houston, Texas on September 29th. It's at the Crown Plaza Hotel, Brook Hollow there in Houston. There will be tons of vendors there. They apparently are damn near sold out of all the vendor space. In fact, they are sold out in the main hall. If you want to be a vendor, you got to go to one of them back halls or something. You got to, you know, basically, you know, they're filling up. So I'm saying Nightmare Retreat. That's NIGHTMAREERETREAT.com for more information.
Okay. And then this one was sent to us by Jim Tran Su. It's Arizona Haunts Haunted Swap Meet in Phoenix, Arizona. It will be held September 29th.
The same day.
Yes. Northeast corner of Earl Drive and 15th Avenue. It is hosted by the Arizona Haunters Forum. azhaunters.com for more info.
Yeah, if you want to go, thanks, Jim. If you land on the azhaunters.com website, go to their calendar. That is where all the information is.
Yep.
Everything else is all hush-hush and private because it's a super-secret organization of Arizona haunters who just simply give out their public address and have public meetings that they're telling other people to go to. It's a very hush-hush organization, let me tell you.
We don't even know it's there.
Okay, November 9th and 10th in Champaign, Illinois, it's Dark History and Horror Con at the Garden Hotel Urbana. Tickets are just $20 for the weekend and $10 per day, includes a film festival and other great activities. DHHCon.com for more information.
Then, we know a lot of people who are looking forward to this. November 9th and 10th, it's Legendary Haunt Tour in Salt Lake City, Utah. Holiday Inn Express is where it will be held. It will be touring Nightmare on 13th and Fear Factory, among others. Find out what those others are at LegendaryHauntTour.com.
Yes, indeed. And then after that, In January 25th through the 27th, right here in New Orleans, Louisiana, it's HauntCon and the Halloween and Party Expo. It'll be the Ernest N. Morial Convention Center right here on the riverfront. It'll also be featuring us. We will be involved in some capacity. We do not know the exact boundaries of what it'll be. I've put in my proposals to speak.
Yes.
I beat the deadline by a pretty decent margin of hours.
yeah.
I did that. So, definitely hoping to give a couple of talks. Don't want to speak too much about that, but looking forward to seeing you there. And we will try to do another meet and greet, get together, whoop-de-doo thing at a bar, something like that, while the event's going on. But let us get through haunt season before we figure all that out.
Yeah.
HauntCon.com is more for more information.
Yeah, but you will definitely see us there, and be sure to say hi.
And our Haunt Weekly polos.
Yes.
Which you cannot purchase, because we only made two.
Yes, but we're looking into it. Okay.
The idea of getting other Haunt Weekly shirts. We've heard your cries.
Yes. Okay. February 23rd and 24th, it's Haunt X, the Haunters DIY Expo. This sounds like fun. Sounds like something I need to go to. But it is in Pomona, California.
That's a little ways away.
That's a little ways
during
away
during work
me
time.
This year, yeah. But if I were there, I would be at the Fairplex. Not much info right now, but you can find out at HauntTX or HauntX.com.
HauntTX.
HauntTX. It's HauntTX. No, HauntX.com for more info. Thank you for Brian Foreman for the tag.
All right. That brings us up to speed. After that, most conferences start in March, and that seems to be getting a little too far into the future for our taste. And apparently for the conference's taste, too, because they didn't have information.
Yeah.
So maybe in a week or two, we'll have something on them. All right. This is going to be honesty time. We really struggle to come up with a topic this week. Some weeks we do. Some weeks it's easy. This
right.
was a rough one.
Well.
Yeah, go ahead.
Part of that's because we've had some things on our mind that we've been talking about, but we weren't really sure if they're good for this audience.
Or if we could fill an hour with it or other yeah. problems. I mean, because realistically, I mean, the problem is this. We have this time of year and it's the most wonderful time of
yes.
the year, blah, blah, blah.
We've all seen the video.
yes. But right now, there's two things on our mind. One is what's going on in our haunt and what's going on in the area community.
Right.
Sadly, the first right now is really pissing boring.
Yeah.
Unless you want an hour-long discussion about the advantages of hanging LED for your non-haunt lighting for when you're have the lights off for your house lights, you're not going to get a lot of good info.
Yeah.
By the way, LED lights are freaking awesome, man. I do not
yes.
know. I think the era of halogen lights will be deemed a dark period in human history pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, yeah, seriously, they're such temperamental little bastards, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, you bump them once and they never work right. I swear to God, LED
yeah.
is the wave of the future. I'm
yes.
telling
you. We put them up today and now I can see what a crappy paint job I did.
It's really funny because it's like we put these lights up and we put them in all the rooms and we throw the switch and then everything's brightly lit and we go, this looks like shit!
Yes.
Oh my God! We have so much work to do.
Yes.
Oh God, turn them off, turn them off.
Anyway,
them off.
That's not what this hour is no. about, though.
No. Not unless you want it to be. Change of plans. We're making about us crying about bright lights in our... No. No, so we're going to do some build stuff later and some stuff along those lines as we actually get to work and finish those projects. Or actually, as we finish those projects, mm-hmm. we've been working, we need to finish them.
Yes.
But yeah, we're not at a good place to talk about that. And the second one is tough to talk about because it's kind of early to be given a preview for the haunt season.
Right.
We're still in August.
Yeah, and the other thing that we've been doing is going to all of our local stores. We will do a store wrap-up again this year. But yeah. the big one that everybody wants, Spirit, is not up yet.
Yeah, we do not have a functioning Spirit near us. We have the sign for it.
Yeah, we don't have that. Also, our Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart have not put out their
Lowe's
stuff.
Lowe's did.
One Lowe's did. The one closest to us has not.
Yes.
But there is one yeah. in the area. So we're still waiting for our big box stores to get all their stuff.
Yeah, and we're going to do that wrap up too when it happens.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, right now it's early to be doing a preview for the season, and we're not psychic.
Right.
I mean, obviously we can't predict what's going to happen. And frankly, in like any industry, the rumor mill is often more harmful than helpful in trying to figure yeah. out what is going on.
No kidding.
I mean, we have heard rumors that turned out to be the exact opposite of true. Literally the exact opposite of true. So, yeah, I mean, it's just the nature of it. So, but we have been keeping very close tabs on area haunts, on their sites and their Facebook pages, mm-hmm. looking for official things that they are publishing and saying, just to see, get a glimpse as to what's going on.
Right.
And that has actually given us a lot to talk about already.
Yeah.
And I'm sure there'll be more as time goes on. But anyways, with that in mind, there's a few rules to this conversation. I know rules are boring, mm-hmm. but here we are. One, we're only basing everything on publicly available information. And this is specifically things that we've seen or read in whatever formal releases or things that we've been told on the record.
Yeah.
No hearsay, no rumors.
Right.
Just not going to do it. Playing that game. We're above that. Second, the only thing we're going to like do predictions on are things that we are excited or interested in, not saying what's going to be good or bad.
Right.
Because we can't do sight unseen predictions.
No.
Going back to the not psychic thing.
Yeah.
So, yes, we're going to just talk about what we're excited or interested in, what has us worried or what has us hopeful, blah, 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 but not good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we're going to try to keep it fairly light. It's going to get a little difficult in a couple of places.
Yeah.
But we're going to try to keep it light. So, why do we want to talk about this? Well, this has got to be the most chaotic haunt season in this region.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, no kidding.
We've had our haunt open for 13 years. We've been following and going to haunts in it for 3 years before that.
Right.
We've never seen anything like this.
No.
Outside, literally, I think the only other time it may have been that chaotic was actually the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
But that wasn't chaos. It was just everything was closed.
Yeah, that's the reason we opened.
Yeah. Was cause
that was the birth of us.
Yes. You know, basically, it was just because everything closed. It wasn't necessarily chaos.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, as a customer, this has got to be the most chaotic season we've seen.
Yeah, and I am sure that there are people who are fans who are scrounging to either save their money to go to all the new things, like us, or or trying to pick which one to go to, because there's so many choices.
And maybe we can help with that a little bit by talking about everything that we know.
Maybe.
So, I mean, let's just give the two-minute wrap-up of what's happened just since the last haunt season. First, the oldest haunt in the city, and indeed the oldest one in the state, mm-hmm. closed its doors. And a new haunt is opening up in the same location, operated by the 13th floor.
Right.
That would be enough by itself.
Yes, it would.
But a new Scream Park is opening in City Park that's being put on by the Mortuary, another longtime operator.
Mm-hmm.
The 13th Gate in Baton Rouge has gotten rid of one of its attractions and is opening up a new carnival thing.
Right.
Rise. Sorry, guys. Rise has removed its zombie paintball attraction, which was part of how it got its name.
Right. It's what got us out there to begin with.
Yeah. And has replaced it with a hayride. Mm-hmm. And Chamber of Horrors, one of the longer-running attractions in this area, is closed for the year but planning on returning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to be talking about Chamber of Horrors because we just said everything we know about it.
Yeah.
It's like Peter Venkman said, it's human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together, mass hysteria.
Yeah.
It is completely bananas. And I don't know which ends up. I don't know who is what.
Right.
It's absolutely crazy. And I am both silly excited and silly worried about it at the same time.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we're going to talk about the things that have got us excited and the things that have got us worried. Basically, we're talking haunt stuff, which is kind of what this podcast is about.
Sometimes.
Hopefully. Sometimes. All right, well, so let's start with the big one, at least especially on the national level.
Mm-hmm.
The New Orleans Nightmare House, the former House of Shock. We talked about this multiple times previously, but the House of Shock announced last season it would be its final season. Now, they had done the kind of fake-out thing where they said they were closing like 2 or 3 years before and then didn't close. It was a really weird, complicated thing. They said they were going to close. Mm-hmm. People didn't want them to close. There was an unsuccessful crowdfunding campaign, but an investor came in. It came back for a couple years, and then they closed for real.
Right.
Okay. The location and the stuff was bought by the 13th floor. And the 13th floor, of course, is a big nationwide operation, runs multiple haunts. And they are opening New Orleans Nightmare House in the same building, basically.
Right.
Now, we don't know a lot about New Orleans Nightmare House.
Correct, we don't.
But we do know a few things that have been told to us on record, and and that we've also gleaned from the limited social media and so forth. One is that it will not have a stage show or any of the other usual House of Shock trappings.
Right.
It used to be back when you go to the House of Shock, you'd buy your ticket, then you'd take the long walk down Butterworth Boulevard there. I think it's what it's called. Isn't it Butterworth?
I have no idea.
A long road. And then you would eventually end up at a gravel pit with a bunch of cattle gates where you would stand waiting for the stage show to begin and then to be let in.
Right.
It was quite time consuming. But everyone loved the stage show. Mm-hmm. But yes, the stage...
Most everyone.
The stage show will not be there anymore. And the whole exterior has been redone. Instead, it will feature two attractions. These are the ones listed on the site. Cursed Voodoo, which I'm going to guess is the bulk of what we traditionally thought of as the House of Shock. Mm-hmm. And the second part will be Laughter House. It's a weird logo where it's like Slaughterhouse, but they cross through the S, and it's got a clown with a hammer.
Right.
Laughter House 3D. Now, House of Shock did introduce a 3D house in the last few years of operation.
Right.
So I suspect it'll be based upon that, building off of that.
Probably. And we've seen a commercial for it. It does look, the feel of the commercial feels very different.
Yes.
Than what the House of Shock commercials felt like.
Well, I mean, the House of Shock, the whole thing was the satanic panic, the devil worship and all that. Mm-hmm. They're not playing those games.
No.
This is a more mainstream haunted attraction.
Right. They want to get more families in.
Yeah. Now they advertise themselves as the newest and largest haunted house in the area. Mm-hmm. Which, definitely the newest. I don't know. Scream Park, could probably tie that one.
Yeah, I don't know here.
And the largest, I don't know. Are they larger than the Scream Park?
I don't know.
On both accounts.
I'd have to see square footage on both.
They might be wrong on both accounts. They might want to watch that.
Well, and the thing is that they bought House of Shock before Scream Park was announced.
Yeah, and it looks like a lot of the site updates were made before the Scream Park was announced.
Right.
So... there's that, too. Now, one thing I do love, and I'm really digging this part about it, is it will be open significantly more nights.
Right.
House of Shock fans would always have to, schedule in their House of Shock visits.
Right.
Because they were pretty much open only Friday and Saturdays and Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And this is sometimes Halloween night, especially.
Yeah.
That means they got between 8 and 10 nights per year, usually, or maybe 11.
Yeah.
Somewhere in that range. Well, New Orleans Nightmare will have 24, and will be doing not just a Hell Week, but we'll be doing nights in September.
Mm-hmm.
So, that is great news for me.
Yes, and with the removal of the stage show, it means possibly a shorter night there, because it used to be... because when we plan our haunt trips... that would be the only one we could go to that night.
Yeah.
Possibly Chamber of Horrors.
Yeah, we would do Chamber of Horrors because we'd hit Chamber of Horrors first because we knew Chamber of Horrors was a relatively quick one.
Uh-huh.
But then, yeah, that was our night.
Yeah.
And the only reason we do Chamber of Horrors was it was literally a mile down the road, pretty much.
Right, yeah. And we couldn't... well, that and we liked people. I mean...
the only reason we could do them both on the same night, the only reason
right.
it was possible...
oh, okay. Yeah, because they were really close. Because we couldn't plan on doing any haunt work after we got finished, because it'd be too late.
Yep.
And we weren't getting there silly late. No. It's just that it was that long.
We actually did the math one year.
Yeah.
And found that from driveway to driveway, from when we arrived to when we leave to when we arrive, it was faster for us to make the 1 hour trip to Tickfall.
Yeah.
And visit Rise, do both the attractions, and do the 1 hour drive back.
Yeah.
Then to do a non-VIP experience at the House Shop, which is basically just 6 miles away from us.
Yeah.
Or not 6 miles, more like 12 miles. But, it's in city.
Right.
Two of us. That's how crazy it was.
Yeah.
That's how much the line and the slowdown cost them. But, yeah, I'm really glad they're going to have more nights. They'll probably have quicker throughput. We'll be able to do more things. Maybe we'll plan multiple haunts on that same night.
Right.
I'm really excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
I am concerned, though, because we've not seen a lot of promotion or buzz about it yet.
No, we haven't.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And it's really frustrating, because we saw people on their team at the Oddities and Curiosities Expo we talked about last episode.
Right.
And they were wearing not New Orleans Nightmare shirts, but House of Shock shirts.
At least some of them,
Some of them were. Not all of them. Some of them were wearing House of Shock shirts.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
To us about...
New Orleans Nightmare.
New Orleans Nightmare. Yeah, I... That's a discussion that we've had privately that we really want to get into, but it breaks the rules of the...
Well, and the thing, it breaks the rules somewhat, but yeah, it's frustrating because they need to go all in promoting the new haunt and the new attraction and promoting it for what it is.
Yeah, and promoting it as a group. Everybody needs to promote this new thing that's going to take over.
Yeah, over the space.
You can't hold on to what's not there.
Yeah, and it's especially dangerous in this city.
Right.
Because, and this is something that's difficult to explain to anyone not from New Orleans.
Right.
But we have a very, very extreme ain't dare no more culture.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Basically, think like country directions, but in a city.
Yeah.
Like, we have an ice cream place we love.
Yeah.
Called Creole Creamery.
Yes. If you're ever in town,
go. Please go. Amazing ice cream made on site, all kinds of weird and unusual flavors. Get a sampler. They're really good. Oh, just go.
But yeah, anyways, you can take the streetcar there. So then you've got two attractions in one.
It's just awesome. You should go. But when we've given other locals directions to it and say, oh, yeah, it's on Britannia Street. It's right near blah, blah, blah. We're talking about the area it's in.
Yeah.
And inevitably someone says, oh, it's in McKenzie's.
Yeah.
And McKenzie's was a grocery store that hasn't been there in as long as we've been in the city.
Yeah. For a really long time. I mean, the sign is still up there.
Yeah.
But I mean, this is such a thing that there are at least one news article a year on things that aren't there anymore.
Ain't there no more.
That are still missed.
Mm-hmm.
There are multiple Mardi Gras parade themes based around things that haven't been there.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know what any of these things are.
Basically, what we're saying is we're a city that struggles to move on.
Yeah.
And the city's going to need help moving on from the loss of House of Shock.
Yeah.
And continuing to press the House of Shock name on t-shirts and everything isn't helping.
No, it isn't. So.
Yeah, this is a city that really does struggle to move on from things that close.
Yeah.
Like, you still know where the Bromart was on General Meyer.
Yeah.
I can navigate you.
Yeah, it's where the new Walgreens that isn't there no more either. Ain't there no more either.
Yeah, literally.
So.
But see, that's the thing. It's not where the Walgreens was. It's where the Bromart was that's important.
Yes, because it was there first.
And it was the better loved.
Yes. Yes, I would love that grocery store to be back there.
Yeah, the ain't dare no more culture of the city makes this very difficult.
Yeah.
So yeah, right now, less than a month ago before opening,
mm-hmm.
and it seems like a lot of people are just really unsure about the relationship between New Orleans Nightmare and House of Shock.
Right.
And if they're going there expecting a House of Shock experience, they're likely going to be disappointed, even if it's an amazing haunt.
Right.
And I expect it to be an amazing haunt. 13th floor does great work, and the people they've got here in the city do amazing work.
Right.
I expect it to be great. I just hope they're not setting themselves up for unfair comparisons.
Right. No, I get that. And from talking to people about it at the Oddities Expo,
mm-hmm.
it's not going to be House of Shock.
No.
And, yeah, it's going to be hard for people to get over that.
Yeah.
Especially this first year. And I hope it doesn't
discouraged
do damage to them.
Well, on to positive news.
Yeah.
If you are local and you want to go, and you should.
Yes. It's new. Go.
It's new. It's exciting. It's done by great people. It's going to be good. I have no doubt it's going to be an excellent haunt. There is a deal going on the New Orleans Nightmare website, New Orleans Nightmare House website, August 29th at noon. And time is extremely important with this one.
Yeah.
Tickets will be $13 for 13 minutes.
Yes.
So, from noon to 12:13 p.m., tickets will be on sale for $13 each. We will be picking ours up then, if at all possible. Now, here's the thing. Afterward, they only go up to $19, so it's not like they're ridiculously expensive tickets afterward.
So, are you expecting a website crash from this, from so many people trying to jump on the deal?
I don't know. That's part of the thing, is the way everything's been marketed. I don't know what to expect.
Yeah.
I could be the only one showing up.
You could be, because it was just by chance that I saw the ad for that.
Yeah.
So.
It was sheer dumb luck that we saw it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I do like the fact that tickets will be significantly cheaper, even if bought at the door, too. That's another thing to talk about.
No kidding.
All right. The other big thing, the Scout Island Scream Park. This has been kind of the opposite.
Yeah.
This has had tremendous buzz.
Yeah.
I've been hearing about this from, like, it's like people are like, you know, like, what do you do? Like, hanging out at the bar or something. We're having drinks. Oh, yeah, we do. We're in the little haunted house. Da, da, da. Oh, you're in the haunt. You hear about the Scream Park?
Yes.
People with no interest in haunting at all.
Yeah.
Drunk off their ass telling me about the Scream Park. It's actually quite entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
But it's happened several times.
It has.
The buzz for this has been pretty huge, and we've been seeing the photos of the build on Facebook and elsewhere, and it looks great.
Yeah.
Considering how late they announced this, because mm-hmm. They didn't announce it that long ago, honestly.
Right.
I was kind of worried they wouldn't have the time and the resources to build this properly, but it looks like I'm eating crow on it, and I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
Good job, guys. The build and the size and the speed of the build look to be amazing. It will feature 3 Fright Zones, and I'm putting 4 with a question mark, because they list... One of the Fright Zones basically is the Kraken Bar.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping you're not scaring me while I'm drinking my Kraken Rum.
Yeah.
And if you're not selling Kraken Rum, there's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
At the Kraken Bar. There's going to be trouble. I'm just warning you. And then it will become a Fright Zone. But anyways, it'll feature 3 or 4 Fright Zones, depending on how you count those. 2 haunted attractions, 1 is a zombie laser tag thing, the other is a trail, and a horror funhouse, as well as carnival rides and other things.
Mm-hmm.
It will be open 18 nights. It will include dates and times where no scares will be open. And there will be, the highlight, there will be a scare-free trick-or-treat event on Halloween, like from 4 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., basically. It's early on. The biggest concern we have is that the pricing is confusing as fuck. Oh my god.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, let's try to break this down. First, there's a general admission ticket for $13. This has access to the scary zones, but not the haunts or the carnival rides. Then there's a $39 all access, which gets you access to the two haunted attractions, which you can actually buy separately for $20 a piece. So technically, if you only want to go to 1 haunted attraction, you might save money by getting the general admission and doing the add-on. You're starting to see the problem already. Then there's an express all-access pass for $69. Then there's multiple VIP parties. Or I'm sorry, there's 1 VIP party and 2 just Halloween parties, though they're all $99, and they all have the same things. I don't know why there's a distinction between them.
I think the VIP is at the beginning.
I think the VIP is like the first night, like you said. But other than that, there's not any real distinction.
Yes.
And then there's the relationship with the mortuary.
Yes.
Because this is put on by the mortuary people. If you buy a ticket at Scout Island, you get free VIP upgrades at the mortuary. But if you buy a mortuary ticket, you get a free general admission ticket at Scout Island. Are you confused?
Yes.
Probably.
And you're out of breath because he did that really fast. Like auctioneer fast. Well, maybe not because they go really, really fast. But, so yeah.
It's just wow.
So yeah, $13.
I never needed to bring out calculus to get a common attraction ticket.
No, it's, yeah.
Oh my god.
It's a little over the top.
Here's the thing, guys. Honestly, scrap the $13 one.
Yeah.
Because people are going to be PO'd that they can't go to haunted attractions that seems like they should be able to access.
Right.
Make the tickets $39 for all access. $69 fast pass is fine. And then just do if you want to do the party thing, just make that a party thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And the parties do look good.
And it's open bar.
Exactly. And I'm pretty sure that I could drink $100 worth of booze.
Yeah, well, it would be 61A. Because 39 minus... 100 minus 39 for the regular all-access ticket.
Yeah.
So you only need $61 worth of booze. It depends upon their booze prices is one of the issues. But, you know... Yeah, I sat there doing the math, too. But I don't think I can drink $61 of booze and fully enjoy a scare park and drive home.
Well, we no, Uber. I would be Ubering over.
True. Okay, one of those problems is solvable.
Yeah, we were going, because there's also free food if you do the party.
Yeah.
So you're not just drinking.
Yeah,
alcohol.
So $61 in food and alcohol.
Food and alcohol, you could do that.
Yeah, I can do that. You're right. Still, it looks really, really, really promising. I'm very excited about this. Looking at the build go up. We know some people on the build crew. They've been telling us what they've been doing. That's off the record stuff, though, so we can't talk about it. But I'm excited as hell.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. But seriously, guys, if you do not have Kraken rum at the Kraken bar, I'm giving you 0 stars, and I'm trashing you on Garbage Horror hopelessly. The whole review of Scout Island would be me sitting there, my arms crossed in front of the camera going, they didn't have Kraken rum at the Kraken bar. 0 out of 10. And walk away.
Yes. While you're pouring Kraken on camera, right?
Exactly.
It's like, look, I got it at home.
This is such a missed. This would be such a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Oh my God! Don't screw it up, guys. Please. All right. The other mortuary haunt, entitled the mortuary.
Yes.
We ain't heard a damn thing.
Nope.
All the focus from their marketing, all the focus from everything has been on Scout Island. I haven't gotten an email update from them at all. Now, to be fair, I did check. We usually buy our tickets the second week of September, so we're a little early to really be getting that much communication from them. But still, given the deluge we've heard about Scout Island, it still seems weird to have heard not a peep.
Yeah, well, this is their big new thing. I think they're really putting everything into this.
The only really update we have is that their website's been updated to say Mortuary Strikes 12.
Yeah, because they're turning 12 this year.
Yeah, and I guess they're doing a clock theme to go with it, which would be kind of interesting.
Yeah, well,
the time.
Hopefully, we'll see what happens. Because they did that dinner party for themselves too.
Yeah.
Just a few years ago, I'm wondering if it's just a rehash. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not.
That's just my conjecture. It's not part of the thing.
But I mean, the truth is, though, we haven't thought about mortuary much because all the focus has been on Scout Island and New Orleans Nightmare House locally. You know, and that's just it. Mortuary in the past few years has been just kind of consistent.
Right.
You roughly know what to expect. They'll have a new theme, but you know what to expect in terms of quality, style, formatting, etc. And that's not necessarily a bad thing.
No.
So, hoping that we learn more about it soon. By the by, guys, your site is not playing nice with my web browser Safari. It crashed my browser twice.
Yeah.
I don't know. If anyone from the mortuary, I'm going to forward this on to them directly, too. But if anyone out there is listening to this, yeah, be wary of that. I am running the macOS beta. I'll give all full disclaimers. But still, nothing else. None of these other sites crashed my browser.
Mm-hmm.
Just a heads up. All right, getting out of New Orleans area and heading to the 13th Gate in Baton Rouge. Biggest news here, no Necropolis 13.
Yeah.
I always had a real soft spot for Necropolis 13.
Yeah, well, and it's official now. We actually heard this at the end of last time.
It's on the website. In fact, you can go. It's kind of weird. The website still lists Necropolis 13 in the header.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to the ticket page, they mention there's no Necropolis 13.
Yeah.
So it's public. Yeah, it's not a. It was never a crucial haunt to the 13th Gate. It was kind of an always and also ran.
Right.
But I loved the Actors Playground nature of it, and frankly, a lot. I would say if I think of my 13th Gate memories, about half come from Necropolis 13.
Yeah, I would say that's right. I mean, there was the big door that's blue.
The zombies that behind it. The ballet guy that could do incredibly mind-bending jumps and landings.
Right.
Like, how does this guy have knees?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Like, if I attempted those, my knees would turn into gelatin on the first impact and just explode. And then I'd be Lieutenant Dan.
Yeah.
That'd be really...
Well, I'm hoping that they take some of my favorite scare props and move them inside the house. So
that would make sense.
I'd like to see
them. They did have
some
cool props, yeah.
Yeah, and I do think that this will let them kind of concentrate all of their actors more to inside the main house.
Yeah.
Which could be interesting.
Which could be. Now, the space in which Necropolis 13 occupied will be basically a carnival with games and music and a concert stage.
Right.
That was kind of redundant. Could just a concert stage. Blah, blah, blah. But anyways, and it'll also have a VR experience. We already have tickets for that.
Mm-hmm.
They will also have the same 5-minute escape games they had last year. But yeah, there's been some big changes alluded to in the main house. No details, though. There are always big changes alluded into the main house.
Yeah.
That's just normal.
This does feel like it's going to be bigger than usual. Previous.
Maybe. We'll see. Yeah. Well, and if you're wanting to go to the 13th gate, and you should, tickets are on sale right now for 25% off at Fear 13. We've already bought our 13th gate tickets. We know when we're buying the New Orleans Nightmare House tickets. You can know that within about 6 minutes.
Yep.
And we've already bought our tickets to Scout Island. Mm-hmm. Sadly, no unlimited alcohol for us.
No.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of money.
Yeah. Well, that and probably for the best.
Well, yeah.
But yeah, so I honestly...
Yeah, it's interesting that they're going to... I wonder if they're going to put people through the houses first and then open up the bars on those VIP party nights.
That'd be the smart thing.
That's why I'm saying it.
The Garbage Horror review on that one would be really interesting. Yeah, we had a good time, but we don't remember any of it. We got blackout drunk.
Yeah, no, that's... We don't do that.
No, we don't. But still, that would be a terribly funny review.
Yes. Yes, it would.
So, yeah. But no, 13th Gate, overall, excited. Can't wait. Rise Haunted House, big news there, as I mentioned previously. No zombie paintball.
Yeah.
This is interesting because... This was the first haunt in the area, and the only, really, to offer zombie paintball.
Right.
And it's what got us out there.
Yeah, it is.
It's what got us out there. It's what got us to the haunt. It's what, you know, got us going every year.
It's what we heard about first.
Yeah. It was the thing that, at the very least, got a lot of people's attention.
Right.
But yeah, zombie paintball will not be a thing.
Yeah.
Instead, they will have a haunted hayride, which it makes sense because if you think about what zombie paintball is, it's basically a hayride plus paintball guns.
Basically, yeah. Yeah.
Basically, just pull the paintball guns out, you got a hayride.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
So it makes a lot of sense. They've already got the path. They've already got, you know, the structures out there. They've already got all the stuff.
Right.
It makes perfect sense to do it. I'm not sure why they chose to get away from paintball, but, you know, it's on them.
Maybe their actors were tired of the bruises.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, the site has not been updated much. It still lists their quote-unquote 2017 attractions, though it does list the upcoming hayride.
Right.
Yeah, and we're really unsure what to expect, honestly. But we loved, and I'm sure we'll continue to love, both the main house and Risewell. Mm-hmm. The second house. The Risewell, right, which is the... Soft contact haunt. Risewell blew us away the very first year we went. The first year it opened, we went to it, and we were floored by it. I mean, the acting quality in there is beyond the pale. It was amazing. Loved the atmosphere, loved the decoration, and loved the way it was presented. And the big house is always a solid experience. I've never had an issue with the main house.
Right.
I'm very curious about this hayride, though.
Yeah, well, and you know, the thing about the zombie paintball was once you had done it, you didn't really need to make a trip to do just that again.
Well, yeah, and that was one of the things we actually said in our reviews when we were doing Garbage Horror reviews, was we stopped going every year.
Yeah.
It was a cost-saving thing, because it was a fairly expensive attraction at the end of the day, especially if you needed more ammo. So what we started doing is going every other year.
Yeah. And or whenever we had someone new.
Or whenever we had someone new that really wanted to see it.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just us, it was every other year.
Yeah.
And so maybe that was part of the problem. Maybe we're part of the problem. You know?
Yes.
We could be the reason. Literally, the two of us. We did it. We killed it. It died because of us. No.
No.
No. Okay.
I'm sure there were other elements.
Alrighty then. And that brings us back to us.
Yes.
And our tiny little... Haunt away from haunt, over on the West Bank side of the river. Bernie Baxter, what about us? Honestly, I'm curious how this reshuffling is going to impact us.
Yeah, I'm
too. Worried a little bit because, especially since Scout Island is doing the Halloween night activities.
Right.
But then again, those are fairly expensive Halloween night activities.
Well, they are in their early. In the day.
Yeah, they're 4 to 6:30, I think it was.
Yeah. because on Halloween night, we typically get a lot of trick-or-treaters.
Yeah.
That's our biggest night.
Yeah, and but we open at 7, but we open the trick-or-treat thing at 6, usually. Or we open it before. We start accepting...
Yeah.
We get trick-or-treaters before.
As soon as trick-or-treaters start showing up in the area,
we have someone to get candy. Outside.
Yeah.
It's never a formal opening, but the actual thing opens at 7. So, yeah, it's early. So I don't think it's going to... And that, it's literally as far, almost as far across town as you can get in some ways.
Yeah.
So, I don't expect it to have a huge impact on us.
Yeah. I think we're talking to different audiences.
Yeah. But it does feel weird to be the only haunt in the city not undergoing major changes.
It does. Yeah.
It's kind of a surreal thing. Because usually I look at the other haunts... And I see very well-controlled chaos.
Yeah.
And then I look at us, and I just see a dumpster fire that we're constantly trying to re-extinguish to keep the wheels going on the road. You know what I mean?
It's a little bit better than that.
It's a little bit better than that, but it feels that way. It feels that way on the inside.
Yes. It feels like constant pressure.
And now it feels kind of reversed in a weird way. We've kind of got our act running.
Yeah.
We've got our actors figured out, it seems, knock on wood. We've got our haunt further along than we've ever had it in this stage in August. Knock on wood.
Yeah.
All these things are true. So it feels like, yeah, we're kind of jiving and just rolling with it, even with our few setbacks we've had. And it feels like everywhere else it's utter chaos.
Yeah.
When did we become the eye in the storm, basically?
I don't know. I mean, we've got some other issues that... It's going to make scheduling haunt visits a little bit dicey.
Yeah, but...
But...
We'll make it work.
Yeah.
But yeah. So we're going to be watching the promotion carefully, especially when Spirits open and we're able to get our hands on flyers and see what other people are doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we have heard rumors of other small one-person operated haunts trying to come in this year and this is rumor.
Yeah, this is definitely rumor part.
Yeah, yeah.
That this is violating the rules, but we're not talking anyone in specific.
Well, this is we're past the ones we were going to talk about.
Fair enough.
So, yeah, so we've heard that, but we haven't seen anything, which is why we're not going into detail. But there's a lot of a buzz about you might be able to find more not so. So good.
Yeah.
Or not so good.
The rumor we've heard is that there are a bunch of people who are looking to take advantage of the closure of House of Shock to try to fill that void.
Yeah.
Even the New Orleans Nightmare House is trying to more directly fill that void.
Yeah.
Trying to fill the void by opening basically what I've heard described as home haunts with a very hefty price tag.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah. Which is not... Not a haunt anymore.
No, so exactly.
Hopefully they got their permits.
Yeah, hopefully. And so, yeah, we've heard rumors about that. I don't know if it's actually going to come to fruition. I doubt it.
Mm-hmm.
My experience, the fire marshal and others in New Orleans are pretty on top of this stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we saw what happened to the Haunted Puddle.
Yeah.
And elsewhere. So it's not like they're just simply roaming around and not doing anything.
Mm-mm.
I've got to say, though, one other theme I noticed, and since we got a few more minutes, we got, like, you know, 5 more minutes here, we can chitty-chit-chat.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I've noticed, everybody got clowns, man.
Yeah.
Everybody got clowns.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that may not have clowns is the mortuary's main haunt.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm not sure about that, because their promotion kind of shows up clown, but... They use stock video, so I don't know what to trust in their promotion about what I can see.
That's a very fair statement, actually.
So,
but everybody got clowns. New Orleans Nightmare House has a whole scare zone for clowns. New Orleans Nightmare House has Laughter House 3D, which is all clowns. 13th Gate always has a few clowns in it. And also they're doing the whole carnival thing instead of Necropolis 13, which is going to have clowns.
Probably.
Does Rise have clowns?
No.
No. Rise. You do not have clowns. Congratulations. You screwed it up.
At least I don't think they do.
I don't recall them having clowns.
Yeah.
If they did, I don't remember them, and that's just honest truth.
Yeah.
If you did have clowns, I guess don't have them this year. They weren't memorable.
Yeah.
Didn't leave an impression.
They don't fit with the theme.
Everybody has clowns pretty much, though. And it's really frustrating for us because our yard display has historically been circus themed.
Right.
And we've been doing that for pretty much the whole time we've been running.
No, probably 4 or 5 years.
At least half of it, though.
Yeah.
I'd say half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had some kind of circus theme going just because it fits with the whole traveling sideshow idea.
Right, and it's easy to build the big giant props and stuff for it, so... A lot easier than doing the graveyard is actually what we started out with. Very first year with the little styrofoam tombstones. They kept blowing over in the wind.
Yeah. Like, yeah. October's a windy month in New Orleans.
It is.
You gotta prep your outside stuff for wind.
Yeah.
Really, really well. But yeah, everybody got clowns, it seems like, this year, and everyone's really doubling down on their promotion. Right. I guess it really did impact, you know?
Yeah, the market and what people think, what haunters think customers want to see.
Yeah.
At least in this area.
And probably elsewhere too, I suspect.
Yeah. Yeah, we traditionally don't have clowns, but we will have a couple helping us out. We're very happy that they will be here. They're traveling in.
It'll be fun. I was looking forward to it. This is going to be exciting. They'll have a...
Yes.
Hopefully a really large crowd to entertain.
Yes, on Halloween night. Well,
I think that's about all for this week, though. It's going to be a very interesting year for New Orleans.
It is.
And we're going to be covering our haunt visits at Garbage Horror, which is garbagehorror.com, and our YouTube channel, which is also Garbage Horror there.
Right.
We separate that out from Haunt Weekly for a lot of obvious reasons. A, different format, and B, you know, this is more industry-focused, and that's review-focused.
Right.
But if you ever want to see what we look like as people and then run away screaming, now you know where to do it.
Yeah.
Well, anything else?
No.
Well, on that note, everyone, thank you for spending the hour with us. We greatly appreciate it. Once again, take the moment. Follow us on Facebook at Haunt Weekly, at Twitter also at Haunt Weekly. HauntWeekly.com is our website. You can subscribe to us, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, everywhere you find our podcasts, or finer podcasts are distributed. I just went all Jerry Lewis. I must be tired. And once again, tinyurl.com/hauntweekly is our YouTube channel. Subscribe to us there as well. And also check out the entire back catalog of Haunt Weekly in convenient, easy-to-play format. So until next time, I'm Jonathan.
I'm Crystal.
And this was Haunt Weekly, episode number 143, talking about the 2018 New Orleans Haunt Season Preview. We will see you guys next time, which is 144. That means we're doing
the news.
We'll see you then.